the A-Train Sports Talk podcast, the number one podcast throughout the state of Kansas without any data to back that up. Bringing you the latest in all sports news from KCAC to AAC to the NBA to the NFL to the NCAA. You get all of that right here on the A-Train Sports Talk podcast with your host and conductor, Anthony Smith. Buckle up and enjoy the ride. Welcome in to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast on a Saturday. And look, it's going to be a sunshine afternoon. And I am so elated because I have a guest coming on. Another Cheney athlete. And I couldn't be more thrilled to have this young man come on. He is committed to Kansas State University. He played on a team that ended two streaks. 50-plus game winning streak by rival school, and then ended their state dominance streak. This young man I'm about to get on the phone line is, like I say, committed to Kansas State University. He is none other than Jackson Volt. And we're about to get him on the line right now to start this show off.
Hello?
Yes. Do I have Jackson on the line?
You do.
Man, you know what? You already sound like you got your grown man on the day already. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me on this. How are you doing?
Man, I'm glad to have you on because I actually feel like you guys are the celebrities, okay? And y'all just taking this ride with me. I call it hopping on the train ride because it's the A-Train Sports Talk podcast. And, you know, following you guys throughout the year and leading into the Andale game, I'm like, my goodness. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, I know that town had to be on buzz. And, I mean, I look at towns like Derby, Cheney, you know, small communities, but when it's football Friday, everything pretty much shuts down. Is that the assessment around there?
Yeah, for sure. The community support at Cheney's insane.
Absolutely. You know, I'm putting it on my bucket list next year to actually go to a game, be it a basketball game or a football game, because what I found out, these towns like Mays, Derby, Cheney, even though I haven't been to a game in Cheney, I've been to Derby and Mays South. The support that these young people get, you can't help but to succeed.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your journey that led you to where you're at right now, because we know you're going to be going to Kansas State. Mm-hmm. EMAW, every man a Wildcat.
Uh-huh.
I know some of your teammates probably might be going to KU, so y'all probably already got in team rivalry already.
But a little bit. There's a little bit.
Let's talk about your journey that led you. When did you get your start? Because most young kids that, even though you're concentrating on football, you probably started out playing multiple sports. So what multiple sports did you play, and when did you decide that football was going to be your sport?
So it started off when I was in second grade. I started playing tackle football. So that was when I first started, and then I played that through up until now. But I also started playing basketball in third grade, and I played a little bit of baseball too. So I was doing three sports for a while, and then when I got into middle school, I kind of knew that I wasn't quite the best baseball player, so I was gonna just focus on basketball and football. And then in high school, I had a great older brother. He was one of my biggest role models, and I got to learn from him the recruiting process, and he had to pick a sport pretty early on in his high school career if he wanted to focus on basketball or football. And so that's what I did in my sophomore year. I decided that sophomore summer I was going to focus on football and take my whole summer and just grind out football and get bigger, faster, stronger for the upcoming season and go to a bunch of college camps and try to get my name out there. And that's how it led to today.
You got your name out there in a big way. I mean, Chris Kleiman wanted you. So you put pen to paper and said, I'm going to be a Wildcat. So let's talk about the magical ride that is Cheney football. The measure stick was and has been Andale. So prior to this year, I'm pretty sure y'all were still in some hotly contested games against Andale. At what point did you know that this season, this past season, was going to be a special season and that this was the season? Because I had one of your teammates on, so you can't use the same answer you did. If you do, you're going to hear this. You have to try to get not playing with you, all right? I'm playing with you. But at what point did you know that this was going to be a special season, that this could be the year that you guys get over? I have to call it the Andale hurdle. How did you know? At what point did you know y'all was going to get over that hurdle?
So I would say first day of weights in the summer. I called my mom, and the first thing I said was, "Mom, we're winning a state championship this year."
Okay.
And I don't know what it was, but the only way I can describe it was the energy in the weight room through freshman through senior. It was there. Everyone wanted to be there, and that was our goal. Our goal wasn't to just beat Andale. No, we wanted to beat Andale twice and win state. And every single person in the room believed it. And I think that just gave off the energy of we're winning a state title.
So that is exactly the same answer I heard. Oh man, I can't think of his name, but I've had him
Nathan.
on it. But
Nathan.
yeah. And
Yeah.
that was the same thing he said. He said it started preseason, before pads got put on, before shoes got laced up. It started right there in the weight room, the commitment. And then you even add a little bit of extra icing on the cake when you said even from the freshman. Because you guys, y'all left the groundwork. They're going to have to carry the torch. So now I'm going to ask you the same question. I don't know if we will ever see a 50-something plus win streak, but with what y'all have coming back, you know, even in the freshman class, and I'm under the impression that y'all have some Cardinals and some dogs coming back next year. How solid of ground is the program on, and how many championships do you think the program can win after you guys leave out?
So I think right now the ground is as solid as it can be. And I'm gonna first say the reason that is because we put our identity in Christ before we put it in football.
Amen.
So and I think this year with Colton McDaniel leading the way, we established that on the football team. So I think that as long as they keep that, the ground will be as solid as it will be forever. So, and with the guys we got coming back, I mean, Josh Burdick is the greatest quarterback, I think, in Kansas. He's the best quarterback in Kansas right now, but I think he'll be the best quarterback to ever come through Cheney. And my dad and my brother both were quarterbacks through Cheney. So I could be a little biased, but I think Josh is the best. And then our O-line, got to give credit to them. I mean, we got almost a whole. Our O-line last year is almost all returning. So we're going to have guys up front. And then we got linebackers coming back, D linemen. And we also got some young receivers that they got a little bit of action last year, but they are so talented. And when I tell you that these guys would have started on 95% of the teams we play, I mean that. And I'm not just saying that to say that. And
Gotcha.
then also our coaches. Every single coach that we have brought a different intensity this year. They wanted it to win just as bad as we did. And I think that they're going to carry that on. I mean, they do so much for us. So I think the ground is really solid. Honestly, I see a four-peat coming.
Whoa.
I see it. That's probably pretty
Wow.
biased. That's probably pretty far out there. But, I'm a huge believer in Cheney in that this it wasn't just our year this year, that they're going to do it the next year, the year after. And I think Andale plays a huge part because they showed that it's possible. And, that's what we're chasing,
So Andale set the bar high, and you guys plan on carrying the baton to
Absolutely.
heights beyond even that, if from what I'm hearing. And you know what? I am going to put that on my list. As a matter of fact, I'm going to circle the game I want to go to. I want to go to Cheney versus Andale. I'm pretty sure all the other games are going to have value to it, but I want to go to Cheney versus Andale. So if the good Lord let me see you next year, I'm going to go to Cheney versus Andale because I want to be a part of that experience. I want to be part of that excitement. So tell me something now. What is the Cheney experience like? Let's say y'all, I know they don't do this, and at least I don't think they do, but let's say you have a young man coming into town. He's new, he plays football, and he's thinking about playing for Cheney, and he comes. What is the Cheney experience like? How would you sell that potential player on to Cheney?
I'm going to start off with the coaches because I think that's the most important part for any player. The coaches will take care of you far outside of football. They take care of you. Of course, on the field, they're hard on you, but at the end of the day, they just want to make sure that you're good and you're always moving in the right direction. So the coaches, that'd be the first selling point, which is how amazing they are. And then I'd go to the brotherhood in the locker room. This year especially, we had zero drama. No one cared if they were the leading receiver. No one cared if they scored six touchdowns or zero touchdowns. No one complained. And I think that's a huge thing is everyone would, all it ever was building people up. Even when we were losing, we'd come to the locker room. No one was getting blamed. It was all, guys, we're going to work together. We're going to get through this. Third, and probably the most important to me, is the community. I would tell them every single game we go to, rather, we know we're traveling and we know we're going to win this game by a lot of points. The crowd will be full. That when you come home, there will be snack bags for us. There's food. When you go around town, people are telling you great game, or we're excited to watch you play Friday. So those are the things I would tell a football player coming in.
Absolutely. So, here you are. You made your commitment to go to Kansas State. But I also noticed you carry a, if I'm correct, a 4.0 grade point average. And I've noticed some of your teammates, they carry some high grade point averages. So I've made it my duty to ask everyone just about to tell me, to tell the listening audience. First of all, I want to know what is it, how do you maintain a 4.0 grade point average with, with the football and, the attention to detail on the field, and I know there's some attention to detail in the classroom. But how is it that you manage to maintain that 4.0 grade point average? And then also, I want you to tell a listening audience the importance of education.
I guess I'll start off with the importance of the education. It's very important. That's because most likely the chances of you going on to actually play the sport is very low, very low percentage. So for you to have a very good education, that is just going to benefit you, especially in the long run. So my advice to anyone is take it as serious as possible, soak as much in as you can. And then I guess how I've maintained my 4.0 GPA is just trying to use my time wisely. Because practice takes up a lot of the evenings, oftentimes you're tired, and the teachers at Cheney do a phenomenal job of giving you time to do your work. And I would just say, do your work when you have time is what I've done. And also I've asked for help a lot. I know sometimes it's hard to do, but when I don't understand something, I don't want to go and do a test and not know it. I want to make sure I've done everything I can before I take that final test.
Well, man, I sure appreciate you for sounding the horn on, keep maintaining the grade point average, the importance of education, because, I mean, if you look at there was a situation recently that happened, and I don't know how much you keep up with NCAA, especially college basketball, but University of Memphis, some of their players got, well, let's just say they got busted, okay? Come to find out, I mean, it was something to the magnitude that the volleyball players was doing the players' homework, and I mean, you can't look lightly at education, but you wonder what's going on at these institutions of higher education and what's going on with these players, where something like, it's called an academic scandal. So that's why I'm making my duty to ask each young player, young person on here, to emphasize the importance of education, because a lot of people don't look at athletes as being highly educated. They look at them as being jocks. And, you know, they all they do is play football. They don't have sense. Offensive linemen, defensive linemen, they get it even worse. And to have you guys come on, and you're, I believe you're my third Cheney player, maintaining a grade point average, it speaks volumes, like you said, to the teachers, to the coaching staff, but even more so, at the end of the day, it's you, the student athlete, emphasis on the word student first, then athlete, that has to carry out not just on the field, but also in the classroom. That's why I appreciate y'all young men for coming on and sharing the importance of education. So what is it you look to get from the college experience, especially at Kansas State? Because, hey, I'm going to stir the pot a little bit right here. Now, you know there's another school in the state, and they are vastly improving. As a matter of fact, they just gave their coach an extension. And with those two schools south of here going to the SEC to get their reality check, I was talking to a guy at the Derby game last night who was an Oklahoma State fan, and he said, there's no reason Oklahoma State can't rise up. I said, not so fast. Does that voice sound familiar? I said, there's a school in the state that may have some say about that. So do you see this conference, the Big 12, turning into a conference where it could very easily be the two in-state schools vying for the conference championship?
You know, I absolutely do, and I think that K-State obviously is a great program. It was phenomenal every year, and I think that with Avery Johnson coming back, you know, they're going to be competitors for as long as he's there. And those coaches are amazing. They do a great job there, and obviously at KU, you know, there it's easy to point out how much success that they've grown so fast. You know, they went from like not having a great record to now being in back-to-back bowl games. So I think it is very possible that the next 2 to 3 years you see a KU versus K-State bowl game or conference championship.
And that's actually what I am envisioning, because it starts with a good foundation, you know, at the coach. Coaching stability, that says a whole lot. And, you know, even with Coach Kleiman losing some assistants, some coordinators, and of course Leipold, I'm pretty sure he lost some, they both do a good job of replenishing. So what I'm looking forward to is what's going to actually be a rival game now for once between K-State and KU. So seeing that you have come from a rival mentality, Cheney and Dale, I'm pretty sure that's going to carry over into, all right, K-State, KU.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, you also have the other games you have to play. I mean, I want you to just imagine this, because I don't know how the schedule's panning out. Kansas State versus Colorado. Kansas State versus prime time. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
Either in Manhattan or either in Boulder, Colorado, because you know it's going to be very festive. But imagine what that scene is going to be like. Just use your imagination and try to picture it and tell me what you think it's going to be like.
I mean, first off, if it was in Boulder or K-State, the fans, it'd be packed, you know, and with Coach Prime comes a lot of media, comes a lot of media coverage. So obviously it would be just very, very packed, a lot of cameras around. But, you know, at the end of the day, K-State's winning. But I'd say it's a good game. It'd be fun. But, you know, K-State's on top.
Shots fired. I you know what, I like that swagger. I like that swagger. Yes. Well, Mr. Jackson Vogt, I do have to ask you this one question, and I'm gonna let you go after this, because there was a guy that used to be on Sports Talk Radio here in the Wichita market. He was at a station, KGSO. Are you related to Mason Volt?
I am not. I'm not.
Okay. I just want to make sure, because I think he has some ties to Kansas State University, too. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'm wondering if there's some relation there. But anyway, I want to thank you wholeheartedly. And, you know, just like you say, you was honored to be on here. I'm equally honored to have you guys step on the ride and take the train ride, that you trust someone behind the wheel of a locomotive that you've never ridden with before. I appreciate you guys. I want to wish you the best of luck in your next endeavor, which is K-State Wildcats. And you've already laid the groundwork. You said it starts with y'all's Christ first, and I appreciate that you guys are not ashamed to share y'all's faith. I appreciate that. So always, this is my last bit of word right here. Always let your light shine before men, mm-hmm. that they may see mm-hmm. your good works, but make sure God get the glory. On that note, I want to say thank you once again for being on my show. And anytime, I have an open door policy. Anytime you want to come on, guess what? Just say the word, and you always got a free ride, all right?
Sweet. Thank you so much for having me. It was an honor.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Once again, my guest on the A-Train Sports Talk podcast, all the way in Cheney, Kansas. I like those Cheney players. I like their moxie in the classroom, how it starts in the classroom, their dedication before the season started, but more importantly, they're not ashamed to share their faith. And that's what you're going to get on my podcast. That's what you're going to get. So I appreciate them. Shout out to the community of Cheney, Kansas. Shout out to the teachers who work so diligently to help these young men maintain such a high grade point average. You guys all get the credit. It's like everybody works together. It's like that Cheney community is one big family. So what I am going to do now, I am going to take a break. And when I come back, I am going to most likely try to pull up the brackets coming up for state. I don't know if all tickets have been punched. I know there's going to be some games played this evening, but that I do know of. Maybe I can run down some scores from last night's game. Once again, I found myself in Derby last night, and hats off to Coach Chad. Y'all did it. But I also want to give credit to East Tigh girls, even though the score was one-sided. East Tigh, I believe that they have some young players on their team that's going to be an impact. I could easily see them being coached up and starting a good city league rival with, I would say, Heights, maybe, possibly. They have some nice young pieces on their team. So, you know, I want to say to East Tigh, you have nothing to hang your head down about. Even though the score was one-sided, the way you guys played, you couldn't tell the score was one-sided. Y'all brought some energy. But once again, though, congratulations to Derby. They will be playing at Coke Arena next week. Let me just say this, and I'm going to go to this break. I was invited to check out two teams. One was May South, Joe Jackson, caught part of their girls' game, and they got a darn good girls' team as well, too. And checked out the boys' game. They're undefeated. They have punched their ticket to the 5A playoffs. And then I got invited to see Derby, his women's team, courtesy of Coach Chadwick. And let's just say this was my third time seeing Derby play. The second time I seen them, they was playing against Mays High School. And there was one player in particular that stood out, and the whole team actually stands out. But when I say one player in particular stood out, was Michaela Askew. She's a sophomore. Because I seen her play the first time I seen Derby, and I told her, I said, hey, you played a great game. You know, keep up the good work. Not knowing that she would remember my face or anything like that, when she seen me at the Mays game, she embraced me and said, thanks for supporting us. And then I talked to a few other people that was on the team, and I talked to one of the players and her mom. I can't think which one it was, but she pointed out. And I'm thinking, this Derby community is a loving community. I wasn't going to these games to be a fan. but I end up becoming a fan of Derby and its Panther community. So I have to even say a shout out to the Derby community. Thank you for accepting the guy who's just nothing but a podcaster, work a 8-hour job and a part-time job. But I want to say thank you to the Derby community for allowing me to be a part of y'all's ride, because I just came in and just looking at, you know, I'm going to check out basketball games. I'm going to look at it from an analytical standpoint. But, I mean, Coach Chad, even Coach Flory, the boys coach, when I went to the game last night, hey, I mean, it's just a loving, close-knit community, and they support your teams. And that's what you get when you go to places like Amaze South, the Derby High School, you go to Achene. It's all about the community. It's all about the support, all about the brotherhood, the sisterhood. And I know how to say I'm going to go to a break, but I am getting ready to go to this break right now. So don't you go nowhere, because this train ride is building up a head of steam. There is so much more to come. So keep your seatbelts on and don't get up until the ride comes to a stop. Be right back.
Chip, crack, or completely broken, does your vehicle need the Glass Man?
Hey, Glass Man.
Whether it's from recent hailstorms, a rock from the road, vandalism, whatever has you looking through a chip or crack, call the Glass Man.
Hey, Glass Man.
The Glass Man will fix your vehicle's glass the right way with certified technicians that'll make sure your replacement glass is calibrated with all its original safety features.
Hey, Glass Man.
Bring your vehicle to the Glass Man just west of West Street on Central, or get it fixed by their mobile unit, 316-669-GLASS, or at heyglassman.com.
And now, back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. Welcome back to In the... Did I almost say that? Welcome back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. I had another show on my mind. My goodness. Once again, I want to thank my first guest for being on, Jackson Voth, committed to Kansas State University. We had a great time. I have to admit, we had a great time. And I'm looking forward to more great times from him, other guests, repeat guests. I mean, hey, this, it doesn't get any better than this. Also, I want to say thank you to all who have been on the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. And then again, there are some of you, I know if you follow me on X, you know I have another podcast platform. That's why I almost made that slip up right there. I want to say thank you to each and every one of you, because now I have been afforded the opportunity on a part-time basis to sit alongside the famous Bob Lutz. Y'all know he's the one responsible. If you're in Wichita area, you know about League 42. Back during college football bowl season, he reached out to me and I had the opportunity to fill in, you know. And, you know, he said he was going to try to get me back on again, and I didn't know it was going to be in the capacity to actually be employed by the Odyssey Group, namely KFH Sports Radio. And I'm looking forward to this new journey, but I want to say thank you to those of you who I've interviewed, because I believe that's part has played a role in me landing this job, talking with the program director. He encouraged me to keep on podcasting. The time I did sit in with Bob Lutz, I got to talk with Ken Pomeroy, what I think that's his name. You know, y'all are used to his Ken Pom rankings. So I had a chance to even shoot him a question. And so I want to thank you all who come on the A-Train Sports Talk podcast and my other platform as well, too, because those interviews, I believe, have actually prepared me. So, you know, from the eldest to the least, I just simply want to thank you and applaud you. Because wherever I go in this media thing, it's going to be because of people like you who have come on the train ride. So I can't say thank you enough. I'm very, very appreciative. Like I said in my first segment as I closed out, I'm appreciative to the Derby Panther Mafia. Y'all have really opened up y'all's doors for me and have really accepted me as one of y'all, even though I just started getting back into watching the high school game. I did it because if I'm going to do a podcast, I need to know what I'm talking about. Like I said, I didn't know I would become a fan, but now I've become a fan of Derby. And I have to be careful saying that because I have a guest coming on tomorrow, and y'all might end up facing them, okay? And I know it's going to be a good time. I'm going to let the cat out the bag. Coach Pulliam at Wichita Heights will be my guest on the train ride tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that. That's right. I did say tomorrow because this is Saturday. I normally don't do a Sunday podcast. Sunday, I'm usually getting myself back in the frame of mind that I got to go back to work. I work third shift. I want to share this funny story, though, with y'all because I was on my way to Derby yesterday, and I'm thinking that the game time starts at 6, so I'm already running late. I'm on Rock Road. I pull into the Quick Trip because I'm like, I want to get some gum or something to chew on, you know what I mean? Got there, discovered I didn't have my wallet. Now I'm frantically making my way back into Wichita. I'm upset, thinking I'm missing the game. I said, well, maybe I can get back at least for the fourth quarter, you know what I mean? So I make it back home, I get my wallet. I'm like, well, let's do this. Let's go get in on something. At least we can get in. I'm already made it up in my mind that, okay, I'm going to get in on this celebration. So as I'm going down the street, going down whichever street I was going on, I didn't take the same route. Came down Oliver this time. And a notification went across. Game time starts at 7 o'clock. Come support. I'm like, what? I'm like, good. I get to see at least most of the game now. So, yeah, that was how my journey to Derby started. I made 2 trips to Derby. And each of them was well worth it. One, to discover I didn't have my wallet. And then on the way back, discovered that I'm on my way to actually watch a basketball game. So, I can't say thank you enough for how the Derby fan bases, the community has accepted me. Coach K, Coach Kim, and I don't have her last name before me, so I'm not going to try to butcher it, but she thanked me for covering Derby sports. I really didn't call myself covering, you know, I'm just bringing the action, you know, seeing what but if that's what you call covering, hey, I don't mind doing it. I don't mind one bit. I plan on making the state tournament games next week, looking at some good talent around here, getting to see some teams I haven't seen and some teams that I have followed locally. Like I said, tomorrow on my show, I will have Coach Pulliam on here, and looking forward to that. He's a legend himself. I mean, he's a coach's coach, a player's coach. I mean, he gets the most out of his teams, as evidenced by the Heights Falcons and what they're doing this year. That's why I put this out on Twitter saying it like this. On one side of the bracket, I think we're considered on the west side. I mean, let's just start out, Derby and Heights. That game, personally, in my own opinion, is worthy of state title caliber type game. And I'm pretty sure it's going to come down to which one of those teams will end up playing somebody from the East for the title. I could very well see that. But that's how loaded I do believe that the West side bracket is with talent. I'm taking a glimpse at the East side. I know those Blue Valley schools are perennial favorites.
and they're always a thorn in somebody's side. You know, when you say Blue Valley, it just kind of strikes a chord. You're like, all right, yes, they're always here. And that's even on the boys' side. So, but I think this west side of the bracket, as opposed to these, I think there's a lot of talent. I mean, if you could just take players from each team and line them up and make a East versus East 6A All-Star team versus West 6, I believe the West All-Stars could hang their own against the East if they were to do that. Somebody ought to listen to this and run this by whoever it may be, because I would say in all classifications, 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A, 5A, East versus West, and just have a basketball fest of all-star game starting with 1A, 2A, and have it all on the roof. If you have to stretch it out for 2 days, have it all under one roof, like Coke Arena, and just have a basketball fest of East versus West in each classification. That's just a thought, and I hope someone hears this and gets the ball rolling. I'm just one voice, but it'll take many voices. And albeit, let me say that, the game has to be played with a shot clock. We don't want to see Princeton, and we don't want to see Dean Smith. Dean Smith, rest in peace, but I'm sorry, we don't want to see that. We want a shot clock. See, teams like Derby, the shot clock is probably just going to enhance what they already do anyway, because they're high octane and their defense creates offense. Anyway, what I want to do is I want to take a look back at some scores from this past week. As you know, the Wichita High School basketball playoffs are underway in Kansas. Sub-state round, which continued even last night, and there are some games tonight. But I have some results from Wednesday's game as well. So I want to take a look at those scores and bring you up to breast as to what took place and how we got to where we're at right now. So in the boys' game, and I hate it when these ads pop up. I hate ads. Some of you do too. But in the boys' game, and that's not all my scores either. Anyway, I'm having technical difficulties here because my news feed is not responding. But we're going to get it. We're going to get it together. So here we go with what we do have. So Heights had knocked this. These were from the 28th. Heights had knocked off Liberal by the score of 70-28. Wichita Southeast fell to Washburn Rural by the score of 59-42. However, Wichita East knocks off Junction City by the score of 75-65. And that is how. And then we look at Manhattan versus Wichita South. Wichita South beats Manhattan 70-56. So that sets up a game with Wichita East and Wichita South. Now, how about this? Wichita Northwest knocked off Lawrence Free State by the score of 61-45. And Mays knocked off Wichita West by the score of 46-40. Derby, you know, you hear me talk about them a lot. They knocked off Dodge City, pretty much boat raced them 54-37. Hayesville boat raced Garden City by the score 78-52, which that also sets up a game for tonight down there in the Den. And if I hadn't had tickets to the Wichita State game tonight, I would probably most likely be back in Derby. That's all I can say, is I would probably be in Derby. And that's saying a lot, because I also want to be somewhere else watching the game too, but I'm hooked on Derby. Don't ask why. I'm hooked on, well, I've already said why. I mean, the way the people treat you, they make you feel like you are one of theirs. And that doesn't take away from the other place I visit. I visited Mays High School. I visited Mays South. Great atmosphere for basketball in Mays South. But for some reason, Derby has tugged on my heart. I can honestly say that. I almost want to be a part of the fan club, or start my own personal Derby fan club. But I try to be as objective as humanly possible and look at things from both ends, especially when you're in this guest of media and I'm trying to build relationships. And I think I've done a pretty good job with the ones I have so far. So, you know, anyway, back to these scores, because if you're not doing anything, I'm telling you, there's two games you would want to go check out. One is in 5A, and it's the girls' game. Go check out May South, okay? May South would be a game. I think they're taking on Andover. I know it's the number 2 against the number 7 seed. But the other game tonight, as I said, Hayesville Campus, Andrew Burton knocked off Garden City 78-52, setting them up with the game against Derby. And the winner of this game will be playing at Coke Arena. And I know the people in Derby are going to be at the game. I was even told, you better be here early. Like, I'm going to reference this. We sing a song at our church. It says it was early one morning, just about to break a day. Yeah, you need to be in Derby at the break of day and before the crack of dawn if you want to get a good seat, because Derby, Hayesville Campus, that is, it's a rival game anyway in and of itself. I believe the last game, he did a pretty good job shutting down Andrew Burton, who is also committed to going to Drake University. So they're looking to punch their ticket. So you couldn't ask for a better game. And I know it's going to be a raucous atmosphere. Like I said, if I didn't have tickets to Wichita State basketball game, I would be in Derby tonight, probably, most likely, just to experience that atmosphere. Because I've also gone on record now. I want y'all to hear this out. When I went to Mays South, that was the first high school game I went to in Lord knows how long, I compared their student section and the atmosphere to the Duke Cameron Indoor Crazies. But you need to be careful going into that Panther Den down there in Derby, because you might get clawed up. I'm just saying. Anyway, let me give you some more of these scores. McPherson boat raced Bueller 61-22. Concordia 51, Rose Hill 44, Hugoton 54, Augusta 35, Mulvane 42, Wellington 44, Towanda Circle 65, Ulysses 54, Andale 35, Scott Community 39, Abilene 59, Chapman 48, Pratt 50, Clay Center Community 44. Now the girls game had Andover 52, Goddard Eisenhower 32, and this, I believe, is somewhat of a mild upset right here. No, it isn't. I don't think. I'm not sure. I'm not seeing the seedings. I'm just seeing the score. So if someone could help me out with that. Anyway, Hutchison 41, Cape Mount Carmel 37. May South, the school I just talked about, who has the game tonight to punch their ticket to Emporia, 52, Arc City 29. Like I said, these scores I'm giving you just in case you forget. You're like, why is he calling these scores? Because I want to bring you up to speed as to what has transpired. Valley Center 51 versus Salina South 33. Emporia 65. Topeka West 35. Ouch. Great Bend 46. Salina Central 42. Bishop Carroll 49. Andover 41. Andover Central 41. Hayes 53, Goddard 45. So, those were the games played on the 28th. Of course, now, you know, we also had another night worth of basketball, and I'm going to bring you those scores as well, too. I am going to bring those to you, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to wait and do that on the other side of this break. It is a Saturday afternoon. Glad you are able to check this podcast out wherever you may be listening from, but right now, it's time to take a break. So on the other side, I'm going to come back with some more scores and updates. That way we will be up to breast as to what has taken place during this past week that has gotten us to today. So, keep your seatbelts on. Stay in your seat. Do not move until the ride is over. Right here on the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast, Anthony Smith.
Mr. Max Market, formerly known as P&P, is fully stocked for all your grocery needs. We carry the largest selection of hot links in Wichita, including the world-famous Oklahoma links from Mountain View and Rogers, Kansas links from Yoder, Colorado links from Gold Star, as well as national brands such as Siegel and Dietz. Our meat department stocks ribs, pork butts, pork chops, brisket, hams, chicken, hamburger meat, oxtails, buffalo fish, whole catfish and fillets, and much more. In season, we stock hard-to-find produce such as red, yellow, orange, and purple meat, watermelon, cantaloupe, melons, tomatoes, corn, greens, okra, and more. We have a huge selection of fish fry, seasonings, sauces, and rubs, including the full lines of Louisiana and Slap Ya Mama products. In addition, we have all grocery staples including flour, sugar, bread, butter, cheese, snacks, milk, canned goods, candy, snacks, and drinks.
And now, back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. Welcome back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. That's right. I am your host and conductor of the best train ride you will ever experience. I'm Anthony Smith. And I am just beside myself, just having a blast getting all these scores to you. And there's been a lot of high school hoops this week in 1 week because it is what we call sub-state, to punch your tickets to go to state. And in that last segment, I gave you scores from Wednesday's game. Now I'm going to give you the scores from Thursday's game, so you can consider this part two of the full court press. And man, were there another plethora of games on both the boys' and girls' side. So let me get you these scores. And I hate it when I lose my news feed. That just aggravates me. But we are pulling it right back up. And I think today I'm going to do something else. And it just so happens it does actually center around Derby. There's a feel-good story. I mean, one that will... You can't help but to enjoy stories like this. And I'm not going to let the cat out the bag. Y'all are just going to have to wait to hear the story. But I caught a glimpse of it, and I'm like, I was blown away. And you like those kind of stories. And you see why come the community rallies around because of moments like that. So that's all I'm saying. I'm not going to give y'all no more than that. But I am going to give you what I do have, which is scores. As a matter of fact, what I have right here. Now I'm really going to backtrack because I'm going to go back to the February the 27th games. These were courtesy of Joanna Chadwick. Of course, you know her husband is the coach of the Lady Panthers down here in Derby, who have already punched their ticket to go to state to be playing at Coke Arena next week. So good luck to them. But the games that the Substate actually started on the 27th, on that Tuesday, and the scores were as follows: Andover 65, Salina Central 61, as Andover's Quincy Bradford scored 14, and Owen Allman and Josh Kim each had 13 in the win. Snyder hit 6 three-pointers and had 22 points for Salina Central. McClendon had 13 points and Jones 10. Andover Central 48, Emporia 45 as Jace Adler scored 16. Jace Jefferson scored 14. And Brody DeGarmo 11 in the Andover Central win. Brown hit three threes in the first half. Chase County 61, Marion 44, Conway Springs 47, Belle Plaine 22 as Taylor Wikes scored 20 points for Conway Springs. Taylor Heffley scored 11 for Belle Plaine, hitting 3 three-pointers, and Caleb Olette had 11. El Saline 64, Inman 37, Great Bend 54, Bishop Carroll 51, Hillsboro 39, Berean Academy 35. Hutchinson 69, Eisenhower 63, Terrell King scored 17, and Julian Smith 16 in Hutchinson's victory. Jax Hanea hit 3 threes and finished with 13 points, and Devin Spiller scored 12. Pierce Blue had 19, Chase George had 18, and Larson Schneider 10 for Eisenhower. Independent 58, Hutchinson Trinity 33. Capeman 74, Arc City 40. Will Thingvall, another long list of Thingvall, scored 21 for Capeman, and Corbin Johnson had 18 points. Colin Frazier hit 3 threes and finished with 16 points for Arc City, and Kamari Jennings had 11 points. May South, man, what can I say about them? 83, Valley Center 60, Medicine Lodge 49, Ellenwood 27, Remington 41, Garden Plain 39, Sedan 61, West Elk 41, Maddox Marino scored 18, and Martin Shipley 14 for West Elk. Sterling 87, Leodi 44, Wichita Classical 58, Cedric 34. On the girls' side, you had Andale 51, Chapman 48, Chaparral 36, Bluestem 28, Circle 58, Rose Hill 34. Kaya Thompson scored 18 points, hitting 4 three-pointers in Circle's win. Clay Center 64, Mulvane 33. Clearwater 56, Augusta 46. Elizabeth Tejaden scored 19 points, and Justine Berlin had 13 in Clearwater's win. Derby 71, Lawrence Free State 24. 10 of Derby's 11 players scored in the win as the Panthers allowed 7 second half points. Mikayla Askew scored a game high 12 points and had 9 rebounds, and Destiny Smith had 11 points. Jaden Wilson, 10 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 steals. Smith and Askew each had 3 steals. Ellsworth, 58. Nickerson, 37. Halstead, 53. Council Grove, 53. Council Grove, 18. That is not no misprint. Haven, 60. Lions, 29. Avery Bronner scored 23 points. I've been hearing that name a lot. And Sienna Dufresne, another name, 21 for Haven in the win. Bronner had 10 rebounds. Dufresne had 9 rebounds, 4 assists, and 5 steals. Sadie Estill had 4 assists, 4 steals. Heston, 49. Burlington, 27. As Kendall Bruggen scored 20 points. Abby Proctor, 13, in Heston's win. The Swathers had a 22-8 lead at the half, but then outscored Burlington 21-7 in the third. Hoisington, 71. Kingman, 26. Liberal, 58. Wichita North, 12. McPherson, 64. Hugleton, 17. As McPherson's Jayla Thompson scored 12. And Jalen McLeod and Maddie Moores each scored 10. McLeod had 8 rebounds, Brooke Dolly 7, and Thompson 6. Thompson also had 6 assists and 3 steals. Moores had 4 steals. Minneapolis, 44, Beloit, 42 in overtime. Oxford, 58, Southeast Cherokee, 45. Scott City, 60, Beulah, 47, Smoky Valley, 54, Santa Fe Trail, 32, Washburn Rural, 61, Northwest, Wichita Northwest, 24, Aaliyah Richards scored 10 for Northwest, Wellington, 43, Ulysses, 12, Britz Zika, that's another name I'm used to calling, scored 14 points, hitting 4 three-pointers for Wellington, and Val Norwood scored 10. Wichita East, 47. Mays, 35, which set up their game last night that they had with Derby. Wichita Heights, 59. Junction City, 10. Samaya Ellis scored 15 points to lead Heights. Wichita South, 42. Dodge City, 30. Wichita Southeast, 51. Garden City, 46. So these were the scores once again from February the 27th. So it does seem like I'm backtracking, but trust me, you will get all the scores from games that happened that are of importance in this, what we call the road to state, known as sub-state. So what I am going to do now, I've given you the 27th, the 28th. There should be some. Oh, that's right. I do have scores from the 29th, just not from Vipe, as Joanna Chadwick, she let it be known that she had the opportunity to see her son who's in college. And we want to congratulate his team. I think it's St. Mary. I hope I'm right. If I'm wrong, please correct me. I do not want to throw out wrong information. However, she got to go see her son play, and their team won, I believe, championship round, I believe. They beat Evangel. I know that much, out of the KCAC tournament. So congratulations to that team. I'm going to have to look at that again. Trust me, I will give you the right information when I come back from the other side of this break, because what I'm going to do, I'm going to table some of these scores for my show tomorrow. That's what I'm going to do. But I am going to come back with that information. Probably take a look at the KCAC as it stands right now. So, don't you go nowhere. Yeah, a slight shift in programming, but I can do that. Because, like I said, tomorrow I have Coach Pulliam on from Wichita Heights, and I can give you the rest of these scores. And we'll probably be close to looking at state brackets, hopefully. Hopefully those brackets come out tomorrow. If they don't come out tomorrow, definitely we'll be probably doing this again on Monday, so you'll know what games are being played where. But like I said, when I come back, take a look at the KCAC and their tournament games and see what has transpired, because I say that's why we don't have it from the Vibe side. I do have the scores from the other side that I use as well too, but like I said, I'm going to table that for tomorrow's show along with my interview. So here, don't you go nowhere. We'll come back and put a bow on this thing. It's the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. Anthony Smith.
Chip, crack, or completely broken, does your vehicle need the Glass Man?
Okay, Glass Man.
Whether it's from recent hailstorms, a rock from the road, vandalism, whatever has you looking through a chip or crack, call the Glass Man.
Okay, Glass Man.
The Glass Man will fix your vehicle's glass the right way with certified technicians that'll make sure your replacement glass is calibrated with all its original safety features.
Okay, Glass Man.
Bring your vehicle to the Glass Man just west of West Street on Central, or get it fixed by their mobile unit, 316-669-GLASS, or at heyglassman.com.
Mr. Max Market, formerly known as P&P Seed and Babe, is fully stocked for all your pet needs. We carry Victor, Bully Max, Diamond Value Pack, and many more brands. In addition, we carry collars, chains, and any pet supplies you may need, including grooming supplies and dog shots. Make sure to like us on social media.
And now, back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. Welcome back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. This is your host and your conductor, Anthony Smith. Of course, you already know that. But you know what I haven't said? This is the number one podcast in the state of Kansas, hands down. I don't care what nobody else say. This is the number one. Now, I'm pretty sure my good friend over there at 92.3, Pat Strathman, he might beg to differ, because they got a good team of on their personality over there. And they even have their podcast. They got the Shane Dennis Show. My podcast is better than his. Ooh, shots fired. Shots fired. Shots fired. Hey, I ain't got nothing against those guys. I'm just standing by my own brand. Hey, they say it's a poor frog that doesn't praise his own pond. So I'm just giving myself a little bit of love. I mean, hey, if you don't think highly of yourself, who else will? So, but yeah. Oh, okay. All right. All right. Now, y'all, if y'all hear that noise in the background, I am doing this podcast from the confines of my personal space in the house, and I got windows right here, and I need to soundproof this room that way you don't hear the dog howling when the sirens are going off. So y'all have to excuse the dog. She is annoyed by the sounds of the sirens going off, so she's making her voice be heard. Unfortunately, it's on my podcast. She gets a free pass this time, but the next time she's going to be put in time. Hey, I gotta make sure y'all laugh a little bit. I mean, I gotta make sure y'all not just in here. Once again, this podcast is recorded before a live studio. Oh, let me stop that. You can tell this Saturday, the weather's nice. I'm just having fun doing what I'm doing, entertaining each and every one of you who are listening to the state's number one podcast. And here's what makes my podcast number one podcast in the state of Kansas. I'm going to tell you what makes it number one. You that take the time out to listen to it. I know y'all have heard this speech, but I can't say it enough. At the time you take to listen to this podcast, guess what? At that time, it's number one. Because right now, it's on your agenda to listen to what I'm have to what I have to say. That's one of the aspects that make it the number one podcast in the state of Kansas. But the next thing that makes it the number one podcast in the state of Kansas, and when I say this, I mean this with my whole heart. And I can't believe I'm feeling a little bit of emotion getting ready to say this, but I mean every last word of it. And I'm looking forward to my future guests too. But the other thing that makes this the number one podcast is you who take the time and y'all tell me that y'all are honored to come on my podcast, has never met me, but I feel like I'm more honored to have you guys come on. And y'all just don't know how that makes me feel. So I am so very appreciative to everybody that steps on this podcast. Like I say, I'm looking forward to the future guests. I just can't say thank you enough. So that's why come I say this is the number one podcast in the state of Kansas. Now, I can guarantee you nobody has any data to prove it either way that it's number one or not number one. You can't prove that data. So that's why come I stop saying without any data to back it up. Yeah, you may hear it in my intro, but now I just say it's the number one podcast because of you that take the time to listen to it when you listen to it, but more importantly, the guests that come on here. I can't be what I am without you. So all the credit goes to you all more than it does to me. I open up the door, y'all get in the train, and we take a ride down the track wherever the track may lead us to. So I can't say thank you enough. So once again, thank you. Appreciate each and every one of you who take y'all's time out of y'all's busy schedule. The athletes, the coaches, even people on like Ketchup, Kansas, TJ Cleveland. I mean, I would have to start saying thank you at midnight of January 1st. That's how much y'all mean to me. And like I say, I'm looking forward to some more great guests coming up. Like tomorrow I got Coach KP at Heights. I know he's probably never been called that, but I put that name Coach on there. And let me tell you why come I emphasize Coach, because that, first of all, it's a respect thing. And I learned my lesson at a young age. I grew up, you know, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. You know, that's a lost art in today's culture, you know, because now we have young people that think they're on level with their peers, with their adults, you know what I mean? They can talk to them in any kind of way. Now their authority figures is now their homie. And you know, my parents was never my homies. My parents was mama and daddy. I had a gym teacher when I went to Wilbur Junior High, and he was real cool, real laid down, real laid back to earth. And I got beside myself and started calling him by his first name, which I'm not going to even do that today. That's how much respect I have for his position. He's retired from coaching, but to this day, and I know he's a deacon at a church, I still call him, hey, Coach, how you doing? Because he taught me a lesson that I knew from home. But I'm going around calling him by his first name, you know, out seeing, hey, hey. And he would just simply just nod his head like everything was cool. Not a care in the world. Hey, it's cool. Hey, you get the picture. Until one day while we got through a gym class and we seen the cheer squad come through there and they had their little outfits on. And, you know, boys is going to do what boys do. not remembering that coach was right there in his office. He came out that office so quick, like fire and brimstone. Hey, y'all cut that out. And then he got to me. Said, Smith. Notice he called me Smith. You gonna get it about calling me out by my first name. He said, next gym class, we having cake and ice cream. Well, I'm thinking, cake and ice cream, that sounds pretty good for me calling you by your first name. I'm like, hey, okay, that's a good trade out. Coach is really being extra nice after he then came and yelled at us. Next gym class, no cake and ice cream. And during that time, we was going to gym class like every other day. I think our day was like Tuesday and Thursday. Or it might have been Monday, Wednesday, Friday. No, it was Tuesday and Thursday, I think. Next gym class came around, the second one, no cake and ice cream. I'm like, okay, well, I'm trying to ask some other, hey, what does coach mean when he say cake and ice cream? And they act like they didn't know. I think they knew. But that next gym class, he's like, hey, remember? I told you we was having cake and ice cream. Hit the line. Who was it? He tried to transform us into basketball players doing line drills and doing calisthenics. That's what we called it. I never to this day then called that man by his first name. Last time I seen him, probably about a little over a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, at a church. And he's a deacon at a church. But I went and whispered, hey, you always will be coach to me. So when you hear me call these coaches by their title, it's called respect. Anyway, I said I was going to take a look at the KCAC, let you know what's going on there, because there were some games on the 29th. And I am going to give you the scores of these games, because one of them puts everything into perspective, which is why I come join the chat, which she deserves a break every now and then. And she has a son. His name is Blake, who plays for the University of St. Mary, so I did have it right. But let me give you a rundown of the scores, because this is also going to lead into the upcoming games. If you're around that area, you want to check out the KCAC tournament. Ottawa University lost to Kansas Wesleyan University. That's one of the schools that has their eye on Michael Cates at Mays South, by the score of 75-69. In other games that were played, you had Bethel College falling to Oklahoma Wesleyan University by the score of 74-61. University of St. Mary knocked off Evangel University by the score of 78-72 to advance. So that's definitely a congratulations to University of St. Mary's and their fine program. That's the school that Blake Chadwick plays for. If you don't know who Blake is, I'm going to let you know who he is. If you know Joanna Chadwick, writer for Vite Magazine and Relentless and hard working and giving us all the scores, and also the son of Coach Chadwick down here in Derby. So congratulations to University of St. Mary. Also, McPherson College loses to Southwestern College by the score of 93-79. In games from February the 24th, Kansas Wesleyan University knocked off York University by the score of 95-83. And McPherson College beats Tabor by the score of 77-58. Bethel College beats Sterling by the score of 82-67, and these are games from the 24th of February. University of St. Mary, once again, was victorious over Ottawa University, 93-91. Oklahoma Wesleyan University lost to Evangel by the score of 80-74. Friends knocked off Avila by the score of 80-54. And Bethany College loses to Southwestern College by the score of 75-58. So now that brings me to the upcoming games, which I believe will be on today, as a matter of fact. And this, I think this will culminate in the championship game being played on Monday. So, looking at the schedule of upcoming games, if you're not doing anything, you might want to check out these games. University of St. Mary's and Blake Chadwick. Yep, I'm going to give him his love. University of St. Mary, and they would be taking on Oklahoma Wesleyan University. Kansas Wesleyan University will be taking on Southwestern College. So you have Southwestern versus Kansas Wesleyan, and you have March 4th will be the championship game, the KCAC championship game. Now, it already has Kansas Wesleyan penciled in here for some reason. Not sure why that is, but I will update you on that probably on Monday. That way you'll know what game is being played as far as the championship game. I'm pretty sure some people are already penciling in Oklahoma Wesleyan against Kansas Wesleyan University. Pretty sure some people are already penciling that in, but it's called March Madness for a reason. I mean, these two teams, though, throughout this year has basically been the top teams in the conference, so understandable why some would probably want to pencil them in. But Kansas Wesleyan University know that they cannot overlook Southwestern College, just like OWU can't overlook University of St. Mary. Can't do it. It's tournament time. And some of these lower seed teams, they have nothing to lose but a whole lot to gain. So what I'm going to do now is I am going to transfer over and take a look, if possible, yes, at the women's side, women's basketball, as okay, come on. Don't do me like this. Here we go. Women's basketball for KCAC. As they have some games played as well, too. And we're going to look at some results. So on February the 28th, Kansas Wesleyan University knocks off Evangel by the score of 81-72. And then in other games, Friends University knocked off Bethany by the score of 70-51. University of St. Mary, 74. Ottawa University 63. So both their men and women's team are advancing. Tabor College, boat races Bethel by the score of 67-39. And those are games that will event that are leading into the upcoming games, which I'm going to give you that as well too. Because now upcoming game looks as follows. Kansas Wesleyan University will be playing against Tabor College. And these games are today. Fringe University going up against the University of St. Mary. And I will let you know what the Monday game will be when I come back on here Monday. Yes, I'm going to be doing a Monday show, looks like, as well, too. So you're going to be getting a lot of me back to back to back, which is unusual, but so much is happening, and I want to keep you abreast on what's going on locally. So today's game, these games, the women's game starts at 2 o'clock at the various sites, and the culmination will be Hartman Arena, I do believe, Monday on March. Actually, wait a minute. Yeah, it will be March the 4th. So if you're not doing anything and you're in the Wichita area, you owe it to yourself to go check out some good basketball action at Hartman Arena. Well, it's going to bring this train ride to a halt. Hope you have enjoyed the ride. It may have got bumpy a few times, but we eventually smoothed out the rough roads. Hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend. Like I said, I'm going to be getting out tonight. I'll be at Wichita State for a game tonight. Game time tip off at 6 o'clock as Wichita State Shockers, under the leadership of Coach Paul Mills, take on the Rice Owls as they come flying in to Coke Arena. Hopefully, when they leave out, their wings will be clipped. Anyway, that's a good way to leave a program, isn't it? Anyway, once again, I want to say thank you to my guest, Jackson Volth, on his way to Kansas State University. Appreciate you being on here, brother. Like I said, anytime you have open door policy, and especially when you go to K-State, I want you to give me some players, because we're going to do this when you get to college, too. So, I want to say I appreciate you, brother. Love you much. To those of you who are listening, just spread this. Share this podcast with your friends, your family, your loved ones, because you never know. Hey, did he just say such and such a thing? I sure did say somebody's name. Meant to say it, because I want people to get their shine on, and I believe in shining the light. Once again, thank you to my sponsor, The Glass Man. If your windshield is chipped, cracked, or broken, take it out there at 4411 West Central, Wichita, Kansas, 67212, and let The Glass Man install your deformed windshield. Well, until the next time, take care of yourself, each other. Be blessed. Be a blessing. I'm out of here. It's time to enjoy the weekend.